All right. Our next speaker is Don Cruz, Texas Supreme Court by the numbers. I always look forward to this. He clerked for Justice Owen, then Justice Owen. He does plaintiffs and defendants appellate work, has written amicus briefs in the Supreme Court, the intermediate courts, and the U.S. Supreme Court. Incredibly broad practice, incredibly deep knowledge, and he writes the Supreme Court of Texas blog that I think all the law nerds follow to figure out what's going on in the voting patterns and trends of the courts and judges. So help me welcome Don Cruz.
Thank you. This is always an interesting time of the year to give this talk because the court is right in the middle of getting all its opinions out. It's a little bit of a high wire act for me. All the numbers you see today should be up to date through last Friday's orders list. So thank you to the staff here for getting these slides out, turned around quickly into you in a PDF form. But the downside to that is it means the numbers are only guaranteed to be fresh through tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. But the final output of the court is always the opinions. This is the most visible product, and it's been a pretty steady number of opinions in recent years. There, as you've heard already this morning, there are 24 cases left outstanding. What's interesting to me about this first graph is about the number of per curiam so far this term has been a little higher than normal. I'll talk about that again in just a minute. But we look like we're right on pace to have the same number of final merits opinions in argued cases issued this term. This is a look at last term's total output of the justices. As you'd expect from the way that they divide cases among themselves, it was a pretty even division across the justices about majority opinions. And you can see this is a pretty typical number of concurrences and dissents to be issued during a complete term last term, about 14 concurrences and 16 dissents. What jumps off the page to me about this, and we'll talk about in a minute, is the column titled Other, which has exploded in the last few years, and it's interesting. And I think we'll talk a little bit about it and how what it means for you and how it's playing into the CLE presentation already today. So this chart shows you this current term to date. So the first 40 signed opinions, you can see we're already ahead of last term on per curiams, and we're way behind on concurrences and dissents. There've only been just a handful of cases with either of those so far this term. Over the years, I've learned that this is the wrong time to predict if this is going to, the way the term's going to end, because the cases that have separate opinions, just kind of naturally due to the way scheduling works, are often the ones that come out in June. And so we could see some more of those in the next few weeks. So this may look more like a typical term, or this may turn out to be a particularly agreeable term. We'll just kind of have to wait to see. But again, we have this other column on the far right, which is also up to 10 opinions already. So let's talk a little bit about that column. And the thing that's new in that column is opinions concurring to the denial of a petition for review that talk about the substance of the case or that offer some kind of guidance to the parties. And this is the show and tell portion of my talk. I identify things I've seen trends in the docket. I follow them. Sometimes these turn out to be long-term trends. Sometimes they don't. But this is the most interesting one, I think, in the last term or two. So we're not talking about an actual per curiam that is the opinion of the court formally or that has a majority of the court that has signed on to it. Those show up in a different column. Those are just per curiams. What we're talking about is something different. And in this other column, and this chart shows you over the past, since 2010, I looked back at see the number of times you had these cases in the other column. The classic example would be someone dissenting to the denial of petition for review because they think the court should have taken it. The issue is important. It should be taken up now. Those are rare. They happen every term or two. Sometimes a little more frequently. You would also once in a while see a justice respond to one of those dissents by writing a concurrence explaining why the court didn't take that particular case.